This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Tattoo parlors and salons can reopen next week after the state's stay-at-home order expires this weekend. Governor Jared Polis said today that salons are being allowed to reopen before restaurants because fewer people interact with them.
The fact that they're one-on-one is very different than having 40-on-40 in a group in a way that it just has a different impact on putting yourself at risk as well as society.
Polis said he hopes restaurants will be allowed to reopen in May. 50 years ago today, the very first Earth Day was marked by massive displays of civil disobedience in the U.S. But this year, the new coronavirus has forced the environmental movement to share its message online. That includes activists in Colorado. Ashley Cornelius is a poet from Colorado Springs.
Can't you see that we're in trouble when she heats up and burns us down? The ice caps are dripping and all you can hear is rap lyrics. She is burning up from your ignorance. You call this fake news when all she asks for is the truth.
The official theme of this year's Earth Day is climate action. Performances, panels, and speakers from around the globe will be streamed through Friday. The Denver Zoo has named its one-horned rhino calf Juna. Zoo officials enlisted the public's help in naming the female after she was born in February. Juna means treasure or joyful in nature in Nepalese culture. Zoo officials say it is one of the first one-horned rhinos born through artificial insemination. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.